Lord, I rest my soul in God's care. God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. This is Apostle James Broadnax, and I tell you, I am just excited about what God is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Yes, that is a promise from Almighty God. And then Jesus told us in St. John chapter 10 and verse 10, he said, A thief, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you have life and that you have it more abundantly. That is a promise from Almighty God. And the Lord told us, he said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. He said, no weapon formed shall prosper. So he didn't say that the weapon would not be formed, but God said that it would not prosper. And I believe that with all of my heart, all of my soul, and with all of my mind, that this that we are going through, it is not going to prosper. I told thousands of my partners on yesterday, I said, I want you to start saying and confessing in every day, in every way, it is getting better and better. From the East Coast to the West Coast and all in between, people begin to confess throughout the day, and in every way, it is getting better and better. And that's what we have to do. Rise in consciousness and believe the word of the Lord. Rise in consciousness over fear and lack and shortage and not enough. And trust the provision of God. That's what God wants us. He wants us in this place of trusting him. Thank God for your job. But God is my source. Thank God for my business. But God is my source. And as long as you can keep knowing in your spirit that God is your source, needs will be met. Bills will be paid. Yes, right in the midst of what we are going through right now, we will see the hand of God move in all of our affairs. Well, we just dropped to the last of those $25 gift cards into the mail today. So you know who you are, you that called, you that left your name. Every person that called on Monday, we mailed them out a $25 gift card. It's not much, but it's just something God saying, I love you. And I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind that today is going to be a good day. Now listen, I need you to get pen and paper in your hand. And I need you to write down this number here. At 1:30 today, Central Standard Time, we're running a little late today, but the prayer line will be open at 1:30 Central Standard Time, which is the time zone that you are listening to me in right now. And that will be 2:30 Eastern Standard Time, and that we will open the prayer lines as we have been doing for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and praying and ministering to God's people. Now, today, once again, I will not be alone. I will not be by myself. Guest Prophet Jeremy Butler of Rochester, New York, is going to be my special guest prophet on the prayer line today, on the intercessory prayer line today. Don't have to have a dime, amen, to dial this number and for us to pray and to minister the word of the Lord into your life. That number, write it down, is 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. And now at 1:30 today, we will be here in the prayer chamber praying and prophesying the word of the Lord. Many have been touched. Many have been healed. Many have been delivered. And you know, I believe the Bible. I believe what God said in his word. And Jesus told us right there in St. John 14:12, he said, "The works that I do, greater works than these should you do, should James Broadnax do," he said, "because I go to my Father." Now he said greater. And we are sitting right here in Alexandria, Louisiana, and we are touching lives, Africa. We are touching lives, Barbados. We are touching lives there in Jamaica, Haiti, Nassau. I mean, and also the 50 states of the United States. We are touching lives, amen, through our prayer ministry, amen. Our 24/7 internet radio streams my messages in the gospel 24/7 into the UK. So we sit here in Alexandria, and we are touching lives all over the world. Many of you that dial in and listen to the prayer line, you know I'm telling truth. You hear the people calling in from just about every state in the United States of America. Not only just black folks or African Americans, you hear white, Caucasians, Latinos, everybody called this prayer line. Well, James Broadnax, what's so special about your prayer line? Well, what's special about it is it's approved by God. God's hand is upon it. And when we pray, God answers. The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous, hear me, avail as much. That means that the prayers of the righteous gets results. It gets results. Paul said, and I'm saying that same thing. Paul said, "My preaching is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but is in the power and in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost." Through this ministry, God is raising people up off of their bed of affliction. Through this ministry, people are being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes, we are praying prayers right here. And these prayers will cancel every assignment, every plot, every scheme of the devil against your life. Let me tell you, give us that opportunity today to touch your life with the power of prayer, to touch your situation with the power of prayer. You there in Simsport, Cottonport, Marksville, New Rose, Oakdale, give us the opportunity today to touch your situation with the power of prayer. People get my number from all walks of life. A young man called me. I've been praying for him. He took someone else's life, and he's now doing life. And they have him in a mental hospital. But for some strange reason, he was able to get a telephone. And through that telephone, one number he remembers, and that's Apostle James Broadnax's number. He called me today. He called me today, and he said, where I'm at and locked up at, he said about 69 people have already tested positive for this coronavirus. And he said, "I'm waiting to be tested." He said even 12 of the guards have tested positive with this virus. You see, people are needing someone operating in faith that know how to rebuke the hand of the enemy. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And people are prospering even in this crisis. God is releasing miracles. I believe this. We're going to come out better than we went in. You may have went in this with empty hands, but you're going to come out with full hands, because God going to do a transfer, and he's going to transfer these blessings into your hand. I think about Sister Molette tried all of 19. We was not in a crisis to get a home, and she was denied and turned down all of 19. But when 2020 came in, I kept ministering to her, kept encouraging her, and she received the word out of that Isaiah 41:10 and Psalms 91. And she was ready to give up and just said, well, maybe God don't want me to have no home. He don't want me to be a homeowner. But right as she was deciding to give up, God gave me a word. And I called her and gave her that word. And that woman called me on Saturday. She said, I got to testify, Apostle. She said, in this crisis, she said, God, release my home. She said, I just closed on my house on Friday, right there in Dallas, Fort Worth. You're probably saying, well, I don't believe that. That's just you saying that. Well, okay, let's just let her tell you in her own words. Listen very closely and listen very carefully.
I have been trying to buy this house for over a year now, and they just kept running me back and forward to get things that I didn't qualify, to keep me from qualifying. And so I was saying, well, maybe, Lord, this is not the house for me. But you told me to stand on Isaiah 41:10, pray not to sin, fear not. And then Psalms 91, and I was standing on his word and just repeating his word, and the house went through, and we closed on it yesterday. Give God all glory and honor.
Oh, my God. I am so happy for you, and I know you are happy.
Yes, so excited. I thank God for you. So.
And you stood on that word, and God brought it through.
Yes. It made it happen.
All
thank
right.
You, and I appreciate you calling me, giving me the word. Sometimes I don't have it. Sometimes you call me at the wrong time. I'd be at work and I don't have the money. Mm-hmm. But I just thank God. I try to sow the seed every time, every chance I get. Thank you so much.
Well, we thank God for you, and you know, and I know both, that seed sowing, it pays off. Amen?
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations to you and your new home.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Well, that is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. I never forget, she walked in 1111 South Main Street last year, I don't remember what month, with a $1,000 seed faith check, and she laid it in my hands, and she said, I'm sowing for my home. The devil fought her all of 19, and listen, but she, this was Saturday when she called in and gave the praise report. How did God release that thing, release that home, gave her the desire of her heart? And he did it in the midst of this crisis. I'm saying we are going to come out of this better than we went in it. If you just hold on, keep confessing the word of God, keep believing the word of God. It's good to know what's going on in the news, but don't get too much of that in your spirit. You don't want to lay up and listen to CNN and Fox all night long. No. You want to feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. Listen, 1:30, the phone line will be open. We'll be praying for people from around the world, and you can dial a miracle as well. That number is 318-754-0382. That's 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. The intercessory prayer line will be open at 1:30 today, and heaven is open for business 24/7. Yes, I believe with all of my heart, soul, and mind, many of you that are listening, amen, we're going to pray prayers that's going to heal your body. We're going to pray prayers that's going to bring deliverance to your house, to your family, to your marriage. We're going to pray prayers that's going to release God's divine supply into your life, that every need shall be met. 318-754-0382. That's 318-754-0382. Write the number down, 318-754-0382. And the prayer line will be open today at 1:30. And we will be praying until the last caller call. 318-754-0382. This is your friend and your apostle of prayer, Apostle James Broadnax, and hey, I will see you on the next Master Key program.
K-A-Y-T-F-M, broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop listening.
Got a grill, put your hands together.
Control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back, 'cause this means war.
Dying sinner, the In the middle. Parental involvement is the key to your child's success at school. This is Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. Whether it's volunteering at school, communicating with teachers on a regular basis, or helping with homework, we know that parental involvement is crucially important. So get involved. Working together, parents and educators can make this a great school year for every student in Louisiana.
A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.